Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives and your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. Wow, you know, I must say, and of course, Coach Adams is biased. Each episode, in my opinion, of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online. You may visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, and the letter U. Again, each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around our subject. And then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we truly invite you and we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely encourage, and we love. So we want you to know, our global listening audience, that at the appropriate time, we invite you to chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. And what we're bringing to the virtual boardroom today is a rich dialogue around a subject of staying in the race to win. Stay in the race to win. Ooh, that's such a rich subject. When I hear it, I know all of the layers and vibrancy of what it means, and I just get excited because so often individuals want to throw in the towel because things get so tough and they can't figure out how to continue forward. So I'm real excited that on today's episode you will get some empowerment and insight around what this looks like for staying in the race. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, a brief moment, don't go away too long, but take a brief moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Encourage someone by writing on their Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, an email, a fax, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. I think you get the point. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens and notepads and tablets and iPads and laptops and sitting in front of your desktops, recorders, whatever you need, for today's installment, you definitely want to grab that so that you can have the opportunity to capture notes around today's subject. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And we're taking a close look at what it means to stay in the race. How to stay in the race. We're going to take a look at some of the key traits associated with the mental capacity of a powerhouse dynamic runner. And so I want you to know that this mental toughness for runners is really key. But it's not exclusive to a runner, because one of the things that I deal with often in my coaching practice is that I have individuals and they're struggling with staying in the race to win. And, you know, any great athlete has a coach. Any champion athlete, any Olympic athlete has a coach. And that coach supports them in building their mental toughness. You see, when we're talking about mental toughness, we're talking about this capacity to be able to perform at your very best, regardless of the circumstances or conditions that you may be facing, those distractions internally, emotions that may be drawing up on the inside, and externally, those conditions of challenges that you're faced with. You know, I often talk about, through my Shape Up 4 Hours of Power and my Shape Up series, that you have to start the race before you get into the race. You have to win the battle before you get into the ring. And so this mental toughness is a process that is key as it relates to crystallizing your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. And I want you to know that Coach Adams is in the thick of it with you, that, yes, of course, I have to overcome conditions, and yes, of course, I have to overcome distractions and internal emotions of disappointment and whatever that may be. But as a champion athlete or as a Olympic athlete, a runner, whoever it may be, all of these various levels, I want you to know that this mental toughness is key. The good news, and it's important to understand, is that you don't have to be born with, and most people are not born with, this mental toughness. But rather, this mental toughness is acquired. It's an acquired trait. And that should encourage you right where you are around your vision, around your goals, around your dreams, to know that I can acquire this mental toughness. That the traits associated with what we're going to speak about today are traits that through habit forming, you will be able to build your muscles of this mental toughness as we're getting into shape to win, because mentally that is where the battle is. And if we are not mentally in shape where we need to be, we're going to be the first one to throw in the towel at any little threat. We're not going to persist and to fight and to do what we need to do to, I'm going to make this thing happen. And that is truly what a champion athlete and an Olympic athlete learn, this power of strengthening their mental mindset. And that is so key. And I want you, as our global listening audience, here on Motivational Mondays, to understand that all of the stuff on the outside doesn't matter, meaning that you can have every I dotted, every T crossed as it relates to your vision and your goals and what have you, but if you have stinking thinking, you will not accomplish your vision. You will not achieve your goals. You will not live out your dreams. Because thinking, as I often say, thinking will cancel out. It's like a void to your desires. It's a void to your vision. It's a void to your achieving your goals. It's a void to you living out your dreams. This thinking is like a veto. It cancels everything out because of the magnitude and the power that our mental state of mind, our mindset plays in our achievement of our goals, the manifestation of our vision, and living out our dreams. And again, I want you to be encouraged as you're listening in, as I'm building a case around this psychology of this mental toughness and the traits that we all need to stay in the race. And I want you to evaluate as you're listening in today, where am I in this process? Where are those areas that I need to toughen up a little greater, meaning where are those areas that I need to build up in these areas? You know, as it relates to someone that is in training, in order for you to build those muscles first have to be broken down so that now they are being able to be rebuilt and built up stronger. So the good news is, if your mental toughness is weak right now, because we are not born with this mental toughness, then you can strengthen that. You have the ability to strengthen your mental toughness, your mindset, to make it stronger. For those of us that are focused in on our vision, it's through the power of words. See, the athletes, it's for them, it's through building their strength in their body with this mental toughness. But I want you to know that for you, this manifestation of your vision, the achievement of your goals and living out your dreams, it is all about being able to build those mental muscles so that mentally you're growing tougher, mentally you are becoming stronger. So you don't have to go through all of this life-threatening stuff to gain it. You really don't. However, I will say that tough experiences will support you in it. Mental toughness is, as I stated earlier, a trait that is acquired through habits, the right habits. You can learn to be mentally tough through your workout mentally every day. And so as it relates to those of us that are fighting to crystallize our vision and manifest that we are fighting to achieve our goals and we are fighting to live out our dreams, in our daily workout, we are learning how to shape up and win mentally. And it's important to know what these traits look like to stay in the race. See, you have to determine, am I going to be a champion? Am I going to be an Olympiad? Or am I just simply going to be? That, for me, is rich, because my mentors often talk about the eagle versus the pigeon, the eagle versus the chicken. So we're looking at, are you on your journey and your mindset is, I want to be a champion as it relates to my vision, to my goals, and living out my dream? You have to make that decision, and making that decision is the first step, because now you will begin to challenge yourself in those areas where you need to be challenged, and challenge is a part of how we build our mental muscles. You will be able to challenge yourself to continue to move forward despite the adversity, despite the challenges, despite life conditions, despite the distractions. And the more we learn how to build this capacity, the stronger we become and the tougher we become in our mental capacity. So I know you're listening in and you're thinking, okay, Coach Adams, okay, get to it. Give me some of the traits. So the qualities of mental toughness, I want you to really grab and capture this. The first one is resilience. And for many of us, we can't take anything. Any little thing comes against us and we are ready to quit and throw in the towel. Any little bit of adversity. We have not built that resilience mindset, that resilient spirit, that we're able to bounce back from the adversity, the pain, the disappointment. The adversity is going to come. The pain is going to come. You will be disappointed. Bounce back. Bounce back. Don't let it throw you completely off and knock you out of the race. Use that to make you stronger. Use it so that now you are shaping up to win. Use it so that now you're able to endure more. You see, mentally, this toughness is about being able to admit, one, when we make mistakes, but not just, I made a mistake, understanding those mistakes. One of my ministry partners, love and appreciate her, she always talks about lessons learned, lessons learned, lessons learned. What are your lessons learned? Are you able to understand those missed opportunities? Evaluating your systems, meaning, you know, how did I do in this particular endeavor? looking at as the corporate arena often assesses strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. When we can look at what our strengths are, we can now build and become stronger around those areas. It helps to tighten the muscles around those areas, and that supports us in our resilience being stronger. We become tougher because we're building those muscles in those areas where we are strongest. But, you know, one of the greatest values that I've learned on my journey is that you can't just focus in on your strengths, because we're only as strong as our weakest link. And so if I'm afraid to look at my weaknesses, I am not going to be able to be stronger and more resilient, because I'm putting my head in the sand like an ostrich around those areas of weakness. You know, we spoke about that last week with our in-studio guest, this mindset of putting your head, hiding your head in the sand like an ostrich around certain issues and areas. No, face those weaknesses head on, whatever they are. Face them. Be bold. Look at them. Understand. Learn from them. Why? Because these areas assist you in building this greater toughness and resilience mentally for the battle. So the ability to bounce back from our adversity, those pains and disappointments and whatever that looks like, that mental toughness that we can now build and establish once we are able to admit, wow, I made a mistake right up in here. I messed up. And, you know, I had a situation today. You know, Coach Adams always loves to share with you personal and bring that in. I was having a conversation with someone, and in listening to them share their heart, I realized, and I said, okay, because I'm always one. I always want to grow from any situation. I hope that when you tune in next week, you'll hear even greater growth, that there is this constant growing process that's happening. And so this individual shared some insight with me, and when I heard what they were saying, I said, woo, I can see right in here, this is where I made a mistake. So being able to admit I made a mistake, understand that missed opportunity, so that now you can grow forward. Isolate that lesson, and then quickly move and charge ahead. Move on to refocusing wherever you need to refocus and go forward. And that is key. Not that you get stuck there, oh, woe is me, and nobody knows the trouble that I've seen, and oh my gosh, you just don't know, and da 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 da. No. So that you can grow forward. And that is truly what coaching is all about. Coaching is about growing forward. You touch it, you identify it, bam, you move ahead. So number one on this journey of staying in the race and being more equipped to be able to do that, we have to build this mental toughness of resilience. Next on our journey this evening together is our focus. Now, so often you've heard me mention this, and especially for those of you that are regular listeners to Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You, I so appreciate you. I thank you for your faithfulness of tuning in from week to week and truly trust that you're getting something that really assists you on your journey. And so with that, you've probably heard me mention more often than not the importance of one's focus. This ability to zone in despite distraction, despite the unexpected circumstances. See, a runner in the race mentally is able to get into this zone. An athlete on the court, on the field, is able to get into this zone. For those of us that are pursuing our vision and fighting to achieve our dreams and our goals, you have to know how to focus, have that laser focus on your target, which is your trajectory, moving in the direction of what that is. And so that ability to focus in the face of, in the midst of distractions and unexpected circumstances is so key. Things are going to come up, they're going to happen. But this mental toughness is important because when you are mentally strong, instead of getting thrown off, you're able to face that circumstance and charge forward because you've learned the value of being able to stay focused. You know, I was listening to a minister, Dr. Miles Monroe, the late great General Dr. Miles Monroe, and I was really inspired by this message that I was listening to. And in short, he was talking about purpose and vision, and what I loved is he was talking about the importance and the significance of really and truly knowing your focus, and that when you know your focus, you are not easily distracted. So when you know your vision, you're not easily distracted. But the challenge is many of us, we are not focused. So we have to learn how to zone in, how to hone in to that specific area. Not all of these areas. You know, some of us are the jacks of all trades, masters of nothing. We're talking about knowing clearly your lane. And when you clearly know your lane, that keeps you focused in the direction of where you need to be. Because now I'm not easily distracted by the stuff because I'm clear on my target. Now, Coach Adams' target may be different than your target and vice versa, and that's why it's important for you to know your target, for you to be passionate about your target, your focus, and understand that when you are, instinctively, this will keep you moving forward in the direction of your desires, and it keeps you on that pathway, again, because you're staying in your targeted lane. But mentally, we have to be clear on what is the vision. And when I get distracted, I realize that I have lost focus on the vision. And many of us struggle with that because we, you know, we're so all over the place. We're over here. We're over there. We're tipping here. We're tipping there. And we lose it. We no longer know the reason, the purpose, the vision, because we've allowed ourselves to be distracted. And so when you have a clarity of mind around your vision, that is going to keep you focused. And it is the focus that you have in building that mental toughness that now when the stuff comes, I'm so clear that I can, in fact, bounce back because I know that I know that I know that I know that I know. The question is, do you really know? And it's when we don't really know that we are easily distracted and we lose focus. So resilience is key. Focus is key. Strength is key. Oh, this is a good one. The ability to handle an unforeseen turn of events and remain balanced and calm in the midst of the storm, but yet continuing to be competitive in this drive of your vision, in this drive and the fulfillment of your goals, in this drive and the fulfillment of living out your dreams. The mental toughness remains despite the circumstances, and so you're able to be strong and yet flexible because you are in the right mindset. You have built and established the ability to respond to any situation that comes up. You've become strong mentally. You've made yourself resilient. You are clear on your focus, and now you have this strength, this inner strength that when a circumstance comes against you, guess what? You're able to be strong nevertheless. So we talk about the significance of resilience. We talk about the importance of our focus. We've discussed how it is so key to be able to build that inner strength, that ability to handle an unforeseen circumstance. Have you ever encountered someone, I mean, they are so on the edge all the time, they cannot handle a single thing. You know, it's like they are subject to break at any minute. You know, it's so funny. I was sharing with an individual who happens to be in a management position. And I said, do you know that that position, that title that you hold, simply states that you are now in a position with a title that says you have the ability to manage problems. And many of us have lost that very ability to manage problems. And therefore, we're not strong, we're weak. There's great strength in being able to endure. But you're not going to endure if you don't know your focus, if you're all over the place. And so I want to challenge you to know that if you're not feeling strong, and I, of course, am not talking about someone that may be having some physical challenges, we are talking about that mental strength. Because there is an individual, you may have heard about him, he literally has no limbs. But yet, mentally, he is so strong. You cannot tell him that he cannot do anything that he puts his mind to. Physically, he has limitations, but yet mentally, the mind is so strong. And that is exactly what we're talking about today on Motivational Monday. Do you want to be a champion or an Olympiad, or do you want to be on the sidelines in the game of life? Do you want to be an eagle soaring ever so high? Or do you want to be a chicken on the ground in the pen? It is your choice. And it is this mental toughness that will build us to the next level through our resilience, through our focus, through the ability to gain strength and become stronger. Understanding that I now know how to handle unforeseen circumstances and events that may come up, and yet be able to remain calm. You know, my mentors teach the significance of mastering one's emotions. That we can know in an instant of a circumstance that if someone does not master their emotions, we see it all the time in the media, that the story changes because in that moment when they needed to master their emotions, they were not able to do that, and therefore their whole journey has shifted because of that one moment of oopsie. They lost focus. They allowed themselves to feel overwhelmed by the circumstances. They didn't handle a situation in a calm manner. They allowed it to throw them off their square, off their game, as one would say. And so I want to challenge you to understand that before you respond in any situation that comes up that's unforeseen, take a breath. Believe you me, Coach Adams has to take a breath often in managing people and dealing with people. Sometimes I look and I'm like, really? For real, we're having a conversation. I mean, like, really? But I can't say, really? Are you kidding me? I can't just say what I'm thinking and feeling in that moment. I have to be able to remain calm and balanced in the midst of those unforeseen events and circumstances that may come up because of my journey. But the same is true for you. It's not exclusive to me and not for you, because one bad situation where you're not walking in your internal strength mentally can shift your journey. And your vision is depending on you to stay calm, to maintain your balance in the midst of adversity, those unforeseen circumstances, those unforeseen turns of events. I was dealing with someone on Saturday, and I'm like, wow, you have your stress management is just, you know, someone is like, I think you get the point. I was laughing because their stress management is ridiculous. They get so in the... I'm like, really? Over this? You are hyper-stressed over this? So I want us to be reminded that all of these things are key. That resilience, that focus, building our strength, and preparation is the next that I want to highlight for us this evening. The ability to anticipate situations ahead forecasting before time, so that you can feel prepared. But as we continue to build our mental toughness, and build our resilience and our focus and our strength, we can feel more prepared in any given situation. And when we're feeling more prepared, we have a plan of action. That plan is key, a plan of action for any circumstance that might happen. Being able to forecast what may or may not happen, thinking things through. So this preparation is key. You know, I know, like, for me, for my 4 hours of power, Shape Up and Win, Win Shops with Coach Adams, if the sponsorship is not there or if this is not there, what's going to happen? So being able to continuously forecast, the ability to anticipate situations before they actually happen, ahead of time, and that you feel prepared so that when other situations come up, now you're not, as we stated earlier, those unforeseen turn of events happen, you're not feeling thrown off your square. You know, when we lose it, it's because that situation threw us off of our quote-unquote square, and we're not feeling prepared. And because we're not feeling prepared, I'm now stretched out of my comfort zone, and it's pulling on me, and now I'm trying to keep it together, and I'm getting agitated, and my emotions are getting heightened, and all of this stuff. So this mental toughness is one that you don't panic in a crisis. You know, it's okay if we fall back in a race from time to time. It is going to happen. You know, I often think of this young lady. I have to pull up this YouTube video that literally she fell flat on her face in a race. She had this amazing lead. She was a favorite. Then she fell on her face in the midst of the race. And the commentators began to say, wow, she had this lead, but now, you know, she's lost the race because she fell. And this was what was so inspiring. She had a lead. She fell on her face. She got back up, pulled on that strength. Mentally, it was about winning. Quitting was not an option for her, and came back and won the race. That is something that showed me the significance of this mental toughness. She didn't, in her mind, the fact that she fell, that didn't say she was counted out. But many of us, you fall down, you don't get back up, it takes you forever to get back up. You know, it's like the end of the world. In order to succeed only once, and my mentors teach this, you have to be willing to fail often. So failing is a part of the process of succeeding. And, you know, this young lady happened to win that race, but even if she came in second after falling, that was powerful because she didn't quit. But what made it even more powerful, you saw her mental toughness. She didn't say, I'm mentally strong, but in every action that was taken, from starting that race, falling flat on her face, and getting back up and winning the race after an adversity, after she had to face a circumstance that was unforeseen, of course, she had to handle that. And because she was able to be calm, she got back up and woo, she made it happen because she was prepared. Are you prepared for your journey, or are you just, you know, loosey-goosey, moving with the wind, you haven't prepared anything, you're just, woo, wherever today I go, woo, wherever I go today, we have to prepare. We have to continuously prepare for the journey. We have to have that method that will keep us mentally strong, mentally calm, that keeps us. And we have to continuously make that connection. This plan has to be in place. The next is vision. The ability to keep moving forward with a clear end in mind. You know the target. Even when there are no immediate signs of you getting closer to that target, to that finish line. But when you have vision and you are clear on that vision, you will continue despite it all, because the mental mindset clears this picture of your goals. It begins to crystallize it so that you can visualize it. This vision starts not from the outside in, but it starts from the inside out. You have to see it so well on the inside. You have to be a visionary and allow the pictures of your vision, the pictures of your goal, the pictures of your dream to take on this vibrant shape of colors and tones and all of the various dimensions so that you can clearly see the picture. See the picture of your goals. Visualize them often. Vision boards is a wonderful added tool. We've talked in previous episodes about the different types and styles of basic vision boards. And so keeping those images before you in the forefront of your mind is key. The images that you see says it's possible or it's impossible. And so when you see the vision, is it possible or is it impossible? And then, of course, we have to have that plan to move around, to execute around, that's where the preparation comes in, around that vision. Then there is, and I thank you for those of you who have tuned in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for You. We are having what I believe is a rich and insightful dialogue around the subject of shaping up and winning, being more equipped to win the race. And what does this mental toughness look like to win? I will be opening our lines up in just a moment. As a matter of fact, before I get into the last two areas that I want to share with you today, if you have a question or a comment around what we've already discussed, know that this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. I encourage you to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We love the interaction and want you to know that this is a safe space, a safe environment for you to be able to interact. If you are on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. If you're on your electronic device, you do need to call in. If you're already dialed in, simply press 1. Either way, you would press 1. And so let's do a quick recap before we get into the last of what we're sharing with you today as it relates to being more equipped to stay in the race and the significance of some of those key traits that are required to have this mental toughness to be in a better position mentally for the manifestation of your vision, the crystallization of your goals, and living out your dreams. Resilience is number 1. Focus is number 2. Strength is number 3. Preparation is number 4. We just stated that vision is number 5. And so the last two that we have for you is number 6 is openness. Openness. I love this because this ability to learn and be open to all possibilities, to continue to grow and evolve, is so key. So often, many of us, we get stuck in our way of doing things. It's our way or the highway, and it's the only way. But mentally, in order for us to be tough, to quote unquote win this race and this game of life, you have to be willing to listen to feedback, willing to hear and seek expert counsel. You know, my mentors often talk about a good leader is able to seek expert counsel. Are you seeking expert counsel? Are you open to hearing feedback from others, knowing that when you can hear that challenge or those circumstances, it's an opportunity? Because it's an opportunity for you to improve and to grow around those lessons learned. Remember we said early on that a part of this resilience is that I can admit when I've made a mistake and I understand, I take the time to understand those missed opportunities, not so that I linger there and, oh, woe is me, but that now I'm increasing my capacity. I'm isolating that lesson to be learned so that I can now quickly move forward stronger, better, more equipped. So I want you to know that being able to have this openness is truly key. Stay open. Don't allow yourself to get shut down. I'm always excited about learning new things, seeing things from a different point of view. And I love that you're listening in today, because with you listening in, you may be hearing something from a different point of view. And again, our lines are open. We welcome your point of view. It's not just Coach Adams' point of view. It is being open to various ways of seeing things. And this helps us. It gives us greater tools in our toolboxes, I would say, greater resources to support us in our own success. And the bottom line is, each and every one of us, it's all about this desire to succeed, this desire to have the win. We all want to have a win. Before we close out today's broadcast, I want to share with you the last and final, and of course we can continue the conversation without question through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. But the last is trust. The ability to have faith in oneself. This mental toughness of really believing in you. Many of us doubt. We don't have and walk in our birthrights of who we've been created to be, what we've been designed to do. We don't trust our training. We don't trust our plan. We question and doubt. You don't trust your coach. You don't trust your mentor. You just don't trust. And so this one is key, because you have to build those muscles of trust. And a quick recap, what did we talk about today? The significance of resilience, how key and important focus is, the right focus, strength in being strong, being prepared, preparation, having vision, openness to feedback, openness to change, openness to grow, and the importance of trust on so many levels on one journey. Wowzer, wowzer, wowzer. It is amazing how quickly time flies by when you're having a great time. And this hour of power for me, I don't know about you, our global listening audience, has truly flown by. I trust that you have gotten something that you can really grab hold to from today's broadcast. And I want you to know again that we want to continue the dialogue through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. We trust that you are feeling more equipped to win the race, that you're feeling like, I joined Motivational Mondays to shape up and win, and I'm feeling that I've gotten in greater shape for my journey. Want you to know that we truly appreciate you tuning in. Looks like we have a caller. I'm going to transition our caller in, and we literally just have a quick moment before we have to close out the show. Area code 702-5600. Welcome. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Thank you for tuning in.
Good evening, Coach Adams.
Well, good evening.
You know, your Motivational Mondays are just spectacular and awesome. I never thought about resilience. I thought about focus, and I thought about the strength of my mind and being prepared and faith and trust. And you put together such an amazing way of putting everything together to make it so much clearer for me. You know, and through your Motivational Mondays, I am becoming stronger. Mm-hmm. My focus is better, and my resilience is almost to the top of the chart.
Mm.
And I want to thank you so much, because I've always had the faith, you know, and I trust God implicitly. And but it all has to do with me, and I want to thank you for bringing that out. It's almost like you were talking to me and only me.
Mm.
But I love you for that.
Mm.
I love you for that.
Mm. Well, you know, I have to say thank you so much for the comments, because, you know, you never know what people are getting, what they're taking away, and I am truly grateful, and you, just in what you've shared, has so inspired and encouraged me on my journey and edified the assignment on my life. So I thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to hearing more around the manifestation of your vision and just how things continue to unfold for you on your journey. So thank you so much for the rich comments. Wow, I'm just really in awe by what you have shared. I sincerely and truly am in awe, and I thank you so much. And continue to tune in. Of course, as you know, being a faithful listener of Motivational Mondays, we are here on Inspired Media for you each and every week. And I want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. On our next installment, we have a returning all-star joining us, the money coach, actually, Dr. Cosette White, and we're going to be talking about attracting the very best, attracting the best. Recently, Dr. Cosette White released a book with the same title, so I'm real excited to sit at her feet and to glean the insight and wisdom that she has to share around attracting the best on our next installment of Motivational Mondays. I personally want to stay connected with you. So if you are not already a part of my network, the Coach Adams Network, please visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Know that I am truly in the trenches with you, growing on my journey, and I want us to be able to take this journey continuously together. Speaking of taking this journey continuously together, I want you to know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, in January and July, we host a live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. This is a dynamic time in a live setting to shape up and win. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. I want you to know that without question, you will receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Plan now for July 29th. July 29th is our next live event. Early bird ticket registration is available for a reduced rate until May the 15th. $25, a $13 savings from the standard advanced registration. So early bird registration is $25. You can visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. And, you know, maybe you're saying, wow, I won't be able to be in attendance because geographically I'm in a different zone. Whatever the case may be, I want you to know that sponsorship opportunities are available. You can sponsor someone else's seat by purchasing a ticket. We don't want you to miss this opportunity, so definitely know that. We look forward to having you join us, and again, can't thank you enough for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. You know, our caller today really encouraged and inspired my heart, because my desire is truly, without question, that when you tune in and you invest this hour of power, that you are getting something that is supporting you on your journey. That is my passionate heart as a coach, as a master motivator, one who empowers and inspires others. I want to see you achieve your dreams. I want to see you accomplish your goals. I want to see your vision become more crystallized and more real for you. And that is my heart. This is Coach Adam signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you again so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for You.